I've been thinking. This is a little segment about pastor's thoughts and prayers. And I've been thinking, and I've been thinking, and I've been thinking, where is the peace? Boy, what a mess we live in today. It comes at us from all angles. Even strong people of faith, they get challenged about this thing called peace. But you know, God did say that His thoughts were higher than our thoughts. And all the things in this world, peace is a reality that few of us experience today. But it's available to us. It's a state of being that often is drowned out by fast-moving culture that we live in. In the midst of this chaotic world, God offers a peace that goes beyond human understanding. Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." I think that's some of the challenges that we have, because Jesus' promise of peace goes beyond what this world offers and what we think that it should be. You see, at the heart of peace is harmony. And to be at peace with someone, whether it's a neighbor or a family member, or even be at peace with God, is to be in a harmonious relationship with them. So when we ask Christ to cleanse us from all of our sin and make us a new creature, we're asking for peace. We're asking for a new harmonious relationship with our Creator. Because the peace that we seek from God is true peace. And then we often wonder, wait a minute, preacher, how can we get this peace from God? Well, in Psalm 34, verse 14, it says, "Turn away from evil and do good. Work hard at living in peace with others, and turn from sin to God." And then peace involves dealing with conflict, and dealing with it appropriately. Jesus gives us a little incline in that. He said in Matthew 5:9, "God blesses those who work for peace." So how do we make peace with others? That's an easy thing to say, but how do we do it? James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18 said, "The wisdom that comes from heaven is also peace, loving, gentle at all times, and willing to commit yourself to the good deeds that are the mark of a true peacemaker." Jesus has promised us peace. And sometimes we forget that Jesus gave us an awful lot of promises, and they were all real. They're all fulfilled. Because in the New Testament, the peace that we're talking about is the Old Testament equivalent of the Hebrew word shalom. In the Old Testament, those who were given their lives to Him, a promise of peace that's beyond what we think in this world. Shalom to you. You see, in Colossians 3:15, the Apostle Paul encouraged his readers with these words, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body," whose body? Jesus' body, "we are all called to peace. And be thankful. This peace is the same peace that Jesus promised His followers. And in response, we're to be thankful. Thankful for the assurance that Jesus had conquered death, that He granted us eternal life, and that He sent His Holy Spirit to comfort us, to guide us, and empower us with His service for the kingdom. Psalm 29:11 said, "The Lord blesses His people with peace." And then in the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5. So the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And we're going to sing a little chorus this morning in church at the end of the service. And of course, you can find it here on the online service too. Is "Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart, that the peace that passes all understanding will come into your life and be Lord over it." It's hard to keep a peace in our heart with all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world. But when you take time to recognize that God loved us so much that he sent his only son into the world, that who shall ever believe in him will have eternal life. Look at the scriptures, look at the promises. All the promises that Jesus made has come true, or will come true in eternity. It's just an amazing, amazing thing. So that's what I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about peace and how we can have more peace and how we can have relationships with one another. And I've found myself this year so far getting some peace in areas. I have found myself not listening to the news so much, not listening to a lot of talk radio or what they call talking heads, you know. And I have some challenges in my life, really do. But the peace that passes all understanding, since I've cleared my head from all this stuff in the world bombarding me, I think, well, that's where we can find the peace. Well, I hope and pray you're all doing well and that you all have a sense of peace. And now with the COVID thing and the vaccines and so forth, I think a lot of us are looking forward to some hope and some physical healing in some areas. It's not a cure-all, but, you know, viruses are viruses, and they come around, and we get vaccine for flu, we get vaccine for pneumonia, we get vaccine for that. So, maybe a little hope, and I hope and pray that'll bring some peace to some of us. Well, what a joy. We continue to pray for one another. We like lifting up prayer concerns. And I hadn't really got any this week, but if you have any, either send Phil a note or me a note. We'd love to hear from you. You can find a lot of the prayer concerns that we have that we've been praying for and with in the bulletin, which is also available in the online service at the top. Just click the bulletin tab, and it'll take you to the bulletin, and it'll list there of all the folks that we've been praying for. But you know, we can also have prayers of intercession. We can say, yeah, we're praying for peace. We're praying for the people of this world. Because prayer really does change things. And I think sometimes when I pray for somebody else, at the end of that prayer, I feel some relief in some areas of stress and so forth in my life. But Jesus' real prayer for us is in John chapter 17. Take a moment to read John's chapter 17. It's the prayer when Jesus is praying for us. You know, the Lord's Prayer, which we're going to recite here in a minute, is a prayer that Jesus taught for the disciples to use as a model prayer for all of their prayers to line up with. So we pray the Lord's Prayer by rote, but isn't it neat to know that Jesus prayed for us? Well, let's pray the Lord's Prayer together this morning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope and pray you can come to church sometime soon. We're doing well. We're getting more and more people coming back. We follow all the COVID guidelines, and I don't mean to make light of it, but it's a true statement that it's safer to come to church than it is to go to Walmart or Publix or the big box stores or whatever. And you say, preacher, what do you mean by that? Well, what I mean by that, we have less people, and we follow the same guidelines, and it's very, very safe. I hope and pray to see you in church sometime soon, 11 o'clock every Sunday. God bless.